It's episode 80 of... Somebody just start shaving?
That was me, sorry. I didn't know my wife had laundry in.
That's fine. It's episode 80 of Free to Play, and we're all shaving our beards in honor of Memorial Day. No, but seriously, it's May 25th, 2014, and this is a sort of off-the-cuff episode. I think the same thing happened last year. We all kind of forgot that Memorial Day was Monday, which is when we usually record, and I think some of us had plans. So we decided, all right, let's get together tonight and see what happens. And we tossed some ideas around. I was trying to get them to still play golf but nobody wanted to. Well, not nobody. Imran didn't want to. And then I suggested the video game pitch thing. And then Imran said we should probably go to Yahoo Answers.
I said we should take questions, but then it occurred to me it would take too long to get questions.
When there's just such a wealth of them at Yahoo Answers, video games and online video and online games.
Games and recreation.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Yes, it is. So, I am Brian Belita and the crew tonight, and I don't even, Mark might fucking join us later. I don't even know, but we're recording right now.
I'm not sure we told him.
I told him would be here at 7:30. So in some form, he's responsible.
Yeah, sure. And
so anyways, Brian Belita, Imran Khan.
Hi.
LMNOP, Dave Owen.
Yep.
Matt Pierce.
How is this hard? It's just not Mark.
Okay, that's true. And tonight, it's not Mark.
No, but it's like you're going through the whole alphabetic order. It's like, do the same order, just skip Mark.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you were just saying for the introduction, I would just say, and tonight we have...
Yeah, it's everybody but Mark.
It's everyone but Mark tonight. We've got just everybody, the whole internet.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start taking questions from Yahoo Answers. The very first one that I want to do might be the hardest one to answer.
Okay.
And it comes from Dampest Titan 247, who asks, which game should I get?
Like, ever?
I guess. There's more, but I'm not going to bother actually iterating, because he gives examples. But, the question is, which game should I get?
Team Fortress 2.
You should get Team Fortress 2. He already owns Team Fortress 2, though, whether he knows it or not.
That's true.
Or she, I don't know. Dampest Titan 247.
$15 for Xbox. So that's your limit. Oh,
okay, so we're actually putting a limit on this.
For original Xbox.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
$15 Xbox gift card.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna do this multiple choice. I'm gonna agree with Tyler, who answered this question 8 minutes ago. Don't get San Andreas because it signs you out when you play it.
That sucks.
Yeah.
He can get a Mass Effect 2 DLC.
So if you're asking which game to get, just whatever. Just don't get GTA San Andreas.
Wait, New Vegas is on this list. Why would you not get New Vegas?
I don't know. Because look at that guy's hat.
New Vegas is a good game, I think. No, I never played New Vegas. So I don't know. I played Fallout 3.
So what's your source on that, Imran?
I played a little bit of New Vegas, like an hour or so, and I just never went back to it. I don't remember why.
The same thing happened to me, actually.
I'm sure it's really... like, people love it. I'm like, every time often I'm like, I should really go back and play New Vegas. Yeah. But then I know, like, the second they announce Fallout 4, all my hype will be on that.
Yeah. I played all the way through 3. Somebody asked, I can't remember who it was that asked me this the other day. They asked me, like, whether I liked Fallout 3 or New Vegas better. And I said 3 because I actually played that through to completion. New Vegas lost me at some point, but I should probably give it another try because everybody says it's better.
The thing about those two Fallout games in particular are, it's so oppressive. Like, I always get so scared just walking out into the desert, like, oh god, I'm going to die from something.
Yeah.
There's going to be like a rad scorpion or a death claw or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go with Fallout 3 New Vegas.
Yeah.
Yes, even though none of us have played it through to completion.
That's what we're answering.
All right, awesome. That's our source.
Maybe, why not?
Our source is, between us, we played maybe 2 hours of it.
We all liked Fallout 3.
We all liked Fallout 3. And this is the new Fallout. So,
all right. So I'm going to preface mine by saying I have not read any of the actual questions. I've read the headlines for the questions.
Right.
So this one just says Pokemon Y story question.
Well, the headline is usually the question. What? Oh, maybe not. Sometimes
I guess. There's extra text on this.
Okay.
So I'm playing Y, and I've beaten the 7th gym. And after I beat it, I got a holocaster from the orange-haired guy. And I was told he could be found in Lumiose. Flew there, can't find it. First of all, that's not a story question. That's a question about game progress.
Wait, was it even a question or was it a statement that he couldn't find this guy? Did he actually ask at any point, how do I find this guy?
No, he just says, can't find it.
So does he just want sympathy?
I guess so.
Sorry, man.
I'm pretty sure he isn't Lumiose.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is Yahoo Answers. If there's no question, we can't provide you with an answer.
Yeah, Lumiose is like a huge fucking city. So I don't know.
Isn't the answer just keep looking?
Yeah, he's there. Yeah. Like, they're not lying to you.
I don't know much about Lumiose or Pokemon.
It's a big Paris-like city, and it's the only city in the game where the camera angle changes to behind the shoulder, so it's impossible to find anything.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, keep looking.
Okay, all right, keep looking. That's our answer. Dave, do you have a question that you wanted to answer?
Yeah, let's see. Radomir asks, why can't I install Steam?
How existential?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say, do you have a PC, first of all, or right. a Linux box or a Mac?
Well, see, mine is, I think my answer is sort of in the form of a question back at him. Are you attempting to do this on a phone?
You can still install Steam on phones.
You can, that's true. You just can't download it. I mean, is that's all he said? He just says, why can't I install Steam?
Oh, well, he's got a whole thing, but let's see. So at first I couldn't open Steam, so I uninstalled it. So he could install Steam. Then he uninstalled Steam. Yeah. So that's your problem right there. You uninstalled
yeah.
it.
You uninstalled
I guess
it.
The answer is you're not very good at Windows.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
What's your Windows experience score, or whatever that thing's called?
Yeah. yeah.
That determines your capability at using yeah. Windows.
Yes, exactly. It's not registered from the hardware. Just as you use Windows, it has like a Windows user score.
So I went to college to get my Windows experience score
like
up.
I dropped like 20 Windows XP points but that time it. Like I activated sticky keys like 10 times in one night. Microsoft was just like, this guy is a fucking idiot.
Then they have like an guy from India call you to make sure everything's okay, but like, just, you assume he's a scam.
I didn't even give you my phone number. It's, yeah, did we answer his question?
Well, I think the answer to his question actually is revealed by looking further. He says that he says yes to allow it to make changes to his computer. Then nothing happens. Also, my computer's been running slow lately. So has my internet.
He needs finally fast.
Yep.
Okay. I think the problem is he's not installing Steam. He's installing a Bitcoin miner.
Exactly.
Right. So yeah, he got it from valvepowered.com.
Yeah, yeah. You're part of a botnet now.
Yeah.
So welcome to the Steam botnet. And that's the reason you can't install Steam, because you are being hijacked.
The B in Gabe is just the Bitcoin logo.
Yeah.
Oh, it's from Babe Ghoul.
Babe Ghoul sounds like an amazing Halloween costume.
I have a question from Obsidian. It's a rather cryptic question. So here we go. I downloaded CSS for Dark RP and it doesn't show up on Steam, period, question mark? So
it's,
I bought
it's a very forceful question.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. Is he asking us if it shows up in Steam?
So first off, I'm not sure I know what's... Is it Counter-Strike Source?
I'm guessing.
But is it But what is Counter-Strike Source for Dark RP? What is Dark RP?
Is it like LARPing going on in Counter-Strike?
I don't... So I bought and downloaded CSS from Steam, and I was expecting it to be on Steam. Wait, okay, so he bought it and downloaded this thing from Steam, but he was also expecting it to be on Steam. So, like, he bought it and downloaded it on Steam, but then it wasn't there?
I mean, that's a legitimate question if it's for some reason not there.
I went on it, and there was nothing but Gmod. I guess, so he bought it and downloaded it somehow from Steam, but then went on to Steam again, and all that was in his Steam library was Gary's mod? I am mad because I think the purchase didn't go through. I need it for Dark RP so the textures are right.
RP must be a mod, right?
Yeah, it's a mod for Gary's. It's a game mode for Gary's mod.
It's a mod for Gary's mod. Hmm.
Huh. Okay. So what?
Oh, huh? Now this question makes too much sense.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So like the real answer is go back to CSS or Counter-Strike Source in Steam and see if it has whether it asks you to buy or just download.
Yeah.
If it asks you to buy it, then you don't have it.
I feel bad because I don't think we answered Obsidian's question, but I don't know if such a question that we can answer.
Okay, here's another one I haven't read, but it seems promising by the title.
Okay.
The title is Barbie's Story.
Mm. Oh, yay.
I know it's weird, but me and my friends still play with Barbies, and we 12, like, we like to hang... We like to have them in high school start drama, but mostly have, like, a boy and girl be BF and GF in high school, and they go through drama, and E's just crazy. Like, they're also the popular... There's no periods here at all, by the way. They're also the popular ones, but anyway, that's... Anyway, what's, like, a story to have Yehim do, like, normally we have certain things lead OO to make some OOE thing happen, and so some tingings... We can also, I'm bot, looking for meme comments.
Okay, wait.
Okay, thanks.
We need to stop right there at also, I'm bot.
I think it's supposed to be not looking for meme comments.
Oh, okay. Are there any question marks in that?
Actually, that sounded funny. Like, it was a bot specifically intended to generate meme comments.
Right, also, I'm bot.
And, like, the Shyamalan twist at the end, like, by the way, I'm a robot. Right,
yeah.
It was me, Raw Austin. It was me the entire time.
I'm not sure I grasped the question, so I cannot provide an answer to this bot. How did it start again?
I know it's weird, but me and my friends still play with Barbies, and we 12. I don't know if they're saying, like, we are 12, because right, like, they mentioned high school.
We 12, man.
Or the BF and GF Barbies are in high school, and they, like, started drama.
I'm going to pass.
My advice is stop being 12.
Yes, stop being 12. Wait a year, and then stop being 12.
Well, if they're in high school, good high school drama is always teen pregnancy.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could do a little Barbie Ken teen pregnancy angle.
Okay, I think you actually interpreted this correctly, and I feel like that's because you have a your child can talk, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's probably why you got this.
I doubt his child talks about teen pregnancy.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, maybe he understands the blabber.
Yeah, yeah. You get the ability to draw out the actual sort of truth, the thread of actual coherency out of a bunch of babble after a little while.
Yes, yeah.
So basically watch Degrassi, and then I think that should be
the first, not the new generation, the original one with the Spike, next, and just do the Degrassi, Spike teen pregnancy angle.
The next generation where all the Degrassi students are on the Starship Enterprise?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question from Cameron. He asks,
like, the recording
artist, Cameron. Is a gender neutral name. What was that?
Is, like, the recording artist Cameron?
Yes, Cameron.
Or with a K?
No, it's with a C. I'm sorry, for the C. Who has negative 11 points this week, I just want to say. His question is, when do you think the PlayStation 5 is coming out?
Oh, man, never. I had this one tabbed, too.
I'm curious to what you people think about my latest album.
Okay, so to answer your question, I don't think your album's very good.
No, I haven't seen it, but I doubt it's very good.
Because you seem very unfocused.
Yeah, you seem very unfocused. And you have minus 11 points this week on Yahoo Answers. So one of the answers was, dude, PS4 came out less than 5 months ago. Go star, 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 star somewhere else.
So I have a question from a guy named Ducky.
Okay.
And it says, I've got a small base built on the moon. I have the oxygen collector in a hole under the base filled with leaves, pipes, and wires coming up through sealers, so air gaps should... He doesn't actually say what game he's playing.
Right. Does he mention a game at all?
I don't think he's playing a game.
So, all right. So
he just has a small base on the moon.
This is somebody who is in distress. They panicked. They got to Yahoo Answers video and online game section, and they're actually crying for help right now. They have a small base on the moon. Go on.
However, when I try to seal the room, the sealer is saying are too big. Wow, this is not. I can't.
Okay, my answer is stop being on the moon. Come back from the moon and you'll be okay.
Yeah, somebody get Neil deGrasse Tyson on the phone for this guy.
Yes.
Our superhero.
Yeah, our superhero. All right, who's got the next question? Dave, you got a new one?
Let's see. No, I am not. I've not really happened on any. Wait. Here you go. Online Edgar Allan Poe games? Question mark.
Oh, man. I just scrolled past.
Go on. Anyone know of any games based on Edgar Allan Poe, like an online game about the Raven?
How does that work?
I don't even know where to start.
Just like all just team chat just filled with Nevermore over and over again.
I don't even. How would you even conceptualize that?
An online game about the Raven, Mask of the Red Death, the Black Cat, etc. And that's where it ends. And the one answer from Brendan the Millionaire is, why would you need it? Are you into that shit? I know I am.
Well, I guess if you try hard enough, Minecraft could be the Castle of Amontillado.
Hey, Minecraft, like, okay, that's the answer. That's our answer there. That is our answer officially.
Okay, Minecraft. Dark Souls game that's based on Telltale Heart, where every time you die, there's just like a big heart beating sound. So as you proceed through the game, it just gets more and more annoying. Where everywhere you go, there's a heart beating sound somewhere where you died.
Hey, and you didn't want to do the game pitch. I think you're in it.
Oh no, I've been sucked in.
All right, I have one from Medzi the Medic, and Medic is spelled with a K. He's been a member since May 2nd, 2008. That's a day before my birthday. Not my real birthday, but anyways. He's down 23 points this week. And his question is, what's a good, preferably multiplayer, PC game where you get to fly a spaceship and interact on planet surfaces? So this is actually an okay. This is a fairly reasonable question. He's looking for a space game.
I'm sure there's a Star Wars game like that.
There might be. I'm going to agree with the first guy, Space Engineers on Steam, which is an early access. My brother got that for me the other day. And you can fly a spaceship and you can interact on planet surfaces. So it also Kerbal Space Program.
Also No Man's Sky coming at some point.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be good. Yeah. So you should just wait for No Man's Sky. That's my answer. Or you might want to coordinate with the guy who's stuck on a small base on the moon.
Yeah.
And do
you
it.
Two can probably get together and like make a game.
You can figure something out.
If he's still alive. We told him to come back.
Oh, here's a really good one from Cass. The question is, I lost my Sims 2 double deluxe disc.
And?
If there's an update, never mind. I talked to someone on EA support and they gave me an Origin copy.
That's nice of them. Okay.
That is nice of them. That is really nice of them. But I don't...
Good guy, yeah.
I wonder what the support was like. I don't know where my disc is. What was the key? I don't know. I don't know where my disc is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's basically what this guy's question is. Like, can you help me find my disc? Internet.
One time when I couldn't find my GameCube controllers, I actually like opened up a window to Google where are my GameCube controllers before I caught myself. Because Google answers every other question. Why not that one?
Oh my God, there's so many good questions.
This is such a great question.
Right. Go ahead, Matt.
Can someone help me what a CAPTCHA says? And then just a link to it. this is the smartest bot I've ever seen. The bot realizes it can't figure out the CAPTCHA, so it just asks someone on Yahoo Answers to answer the CAPTCHA for them.
It's brilliant.
They're thinking.
That's amazing.
That's really good. All right, everyone.
This one is, how long will it take to download Watch Dogs on the PS4? The reason I mentioned this is there was a gaff thread recently where a guy was like so shocked that... Okay, so Wolfenstein The New Order is 40 gigs.
Yeah.
And it's 40 gigs on PS4 as well. So he was like, I can't believe how amazing compression is that I only had to download 4 gigs.
Oh my God, there's always someone, isn't there?
You didn't only have to download 4 gigs. Like, no, I checked my router. It only showed 4 gigs. This is the entire game. And everyone's like, no, that's not how it works. Yeah. He left insisting that it was only 4 gigs large.
That's really good.
That game is huge, though. Like, the 360 version's 4 discs.
I've heard good things about it.
I actually have heard good things about it.
So I heard things about it, and then I watched a quick look, and the Giant Bomb quick look, and it looked really unappealing.
Apparently that quick look makes it look really bad because they're terrible at it.
Yeah, it's Brad playing. So.
Well, yeah, they are terrible at it, and they kept like losing against this one mech, and it's like, you fucking moron. Every time you hear that sound, move. that's all you have to do. Just don't stand in the same place. When you see that little arrow come on the screen, go the other way. That's all it takes.
You mean play video games?
But at the same time, it's just like, they're standing there. It's like, I guess that's the last of them until the next wave comes in, and then the next wave comes in. It's like, okay, that's the kind of game I don't really want to play.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, you walked past an invisible tripwire, here's 20 enemies, then you go down a hallway, another tripwire, here's 20 enemies.
It brings a question of, like, at what point should you stop being, like, I don't know, cavalier and action movie-y about zombies? Or not zombies, Nazis?
I guess.
The Holocaust is kind of like an interesting backdrop for an action game up until, like, your name is BJ Blazkowicz and you were in a coma for 18 years.
Yeah, and these people are no longer evil Nazis, but soldiers in the one and only army that exists anywhere in the world.
Like, are they still oppressing Jewish people? Like, are
army of one?
Are there still concentration camps? Like,
I don't know.
At what point does that become uncomfortable?
I think it's just robots now. Okay.
They're oppressing robots?
Yes. All right. We're going to do a quick speed section of questions. I have four questions here, pretty short. And I'm just going to go through and in alphabetical order, we're just going to just give each answers. I'll just say your names and just give the first answer that comes to mind. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The first question is Titanfall. I'm going to go with $5. Imran.
Is Titanfall $5?
I don't. This is that your answer? That sounded like a question.
You didn't say the question. You said is Titanfall and then stopped.
No, I said how much is Titanfall?
Oh, how much is Titanfall?
Yes.
$40 at Toys R Us, and then with the Target triple trade-in deal, you could have made a profit of $30.
All right, Dave, can you beat that answer?
Well, if you get an Amazon Visa card on Amazon, you can buy it from Origin for free because you get $50 credit.
All right, Matt, what's your answer?
$0 if you don't buy it.
Okay, good answer. All right, the next question is something like a Game Boy? I'm going with Atari Lynx. Imran.
Game Gear.
Dave.
That TurboGrafx handheld, I forget what it was called.
The TurboGrafx Pocket, maybe.
Whatever it was called, yeah.
Okay, that. Matt.
Turbo Express.
There you go.
Neo Geo Pocket Color was really cool.
That's almost exactly like a game. Well, the Neo Geo like Pocket that. Was almost exactly like
that's
a game.
That's the thing I'm thinking of. Okay.
The Pocket Color had that like cool little D-pad analog stick thing.
Yeah. All right, next question. How many families can be on one SimCD-ROM? I'm going to say...
600 megabytes worth.
I don't see how more than one person could stand on a single CD-ROM.
Without Matt. Breaking it, at least.
Right.
Matt?
I was by joke. Damn it.
I'm glad that you guys
say five if you stack them right.
So my Sims thing was always to like give a family like a nice job and a house, and everyone goes to school during the day, and while they're gone for the day, just bulldoze the house. Because the reaction when they come back is always priceless.
Oh my god.
They just like grab their heads.
What? Nice.
All right, and the final question comes from Quinn. Doom-esque FPS game without gore? I'm going to say Doom with gore turned off.
Faceball.
Is that what?
Faceball. It's real. It's about faces.
Faceball okay. 2000. Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Your face are balls. Faceball.org. I don't think that's what this is. Okay.
Probably not.
Dave.
I got nothing.
What about what's the game you just looked at?
Rogue Shooter. Yeah, I guess technically there's no gore in that.
Is there gore?
Well, someone does shoot ink on you. That's kind of gore.
Okay. Heavy bullets. Heavy bullets does not have gore.
There you go.
That is right. That's geometric explosions. So does Fancy Skulls. Okay, these are actually good options. I mean, I don't know if that's a Doom-esque FPS. Matt, do you have an answer?
You know, right after Doom came out, there was like a wave of those path tracing first person shooters, including a whole bunch of like creepy Christian games. Mm-hmm. Like there was a path traced Noah's Ark game where like you have to like collect animals and carry them around.
Plus it was Chex Quest.
Strongest person.
I think it was
ever.
Like Super Noah's Ark 3D on the Super Nintendo.
That sounds really good. Cool. Okay, yeah, so that was my speed round of...
All right. Here's one that we have to do. Like, we just have to.
Okay.
The question is, does Huggy Pan still work at Disneyland? I'm not talking about the Peter Pan who got fired because people found out his name was spelling Peter Pan. There's another Peter Pan nicknamed Huggy Pan.
I might
be going to Disneyland next month. I'd really like to meet him, and I'm not sure if he's still working there as I haven't seen any recent. I did see a video of somebody meeting him in January, but videos of people meeting him, please help.
I have never heard of... Is this like an actual Disney character? Or is this somebody who has named themselves Huggy Pan and is like a YouTube celebrity or something?
We're Googling it. There's stuff.
Everybody's like, Googling it right now.
Yeah, there's a Tumblr for Huggy Pan.
Yeah, there's a vaguely Zac Efron looking guy dressed as Peter Pan.
I guess he's a celebrity among Disney people.
The internet, yeah. Okay. What was
that's
this?
Super creepy.
Yeah.
Does Huggy Pan still work at Disneyland?
The one answer was, as far as I know, he's still in Disneyland.
Okay,
he still works there. He might just be
hanging out. I'm just going to say yes, but even if he's not, you're at Disneyland, so just have some fun at Disneyland, okay?
There used to be a really cool thing with when you went to the Toy Story section in Disneyland. If you scream, "Andy's coming," all the people dressed up as Toy Story characters would just like fall. Too many people had to stop it because the internet got a hold of it, and everyone ran in and just said it all the time.
I think this Huggy Pan guy became like a internet sensation because like somebody said something really mean about some gay person, and he just kind of like made fun of the dude right there in the park in character. But that's super creepy. You know, it's one thing if you really, really like a character, but don't stalk this guy who just works there.
Why did all I think? Who's Huggy Bear? Why am I thinking about Huggy Bear? Is Huggy Bear
from the Mod Squad? Is a Mod Squad? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, okay. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yes. Okay. All right. Good. My favorite are the ones that are like statements, but just with a question mark at the end instead of a period. Like this one. This one is, I can't defeat Alduin.
I guess you can't.
I guess he can't. Yeah. I have just come back from getting the Elder Scroll. He got it. He got the Elder Scroll. This dude found it.
Finally.
And I'm now fighting Alduin for the first time. I've waited for the dialogue to finish and then attacking him. But all I can do is bring him down with Dragonrend. I've tried reloading a save, but that doesn't work. Please help.
Use the Elder Scroll.
Yeah. Use the Elder Scroll. Just fucking Fusroda. Yeah.
Here's his problem is that his Z key is stuck.
All right. Okay. Now this is a pretty deep one. This comes from the user named Arctic. Half. So he's misspelled how by adding an F on the end. But his question is how to not care about his kill death ratio.
I will answer you the same way I answered the guy before. Stop being 12.
Yeah.
Good question. I want to like multiplayer gaming because it is fun, but what keeps you from enjoying it is that the permanent kill death stat makes it extremely stressful for me. Okay, that's a valid.
I know people who are like that, but at the same time, like,
yeah,
just stop. Stop caring. Yeah.
How do you stop caring? Stop caring.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
Realize that you live in a world where that is your biggest concern and not like poverty and starvation and lack of potable water, you know, it's okay.
It only matters if it impedes your ability to play the game. Like, Battlefield 2, that's why I stopped playing. Not because, like, I was getting tired of dying. I was getting tired of not playing because I was dying too much.
Yeah.
Like, you just walk out and there's a sniper shot through your head. Or if, like, you're playing, say, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and, say, you're the only person you can play with is Justin Wong, who does not take it easy on you. Like, that would kind of suck. But other than those two situations, just play for fun.
Yeah. Play other games for a while.
All right, so what is your opinion on Sonic 06?
It's hilarious.
Imran is our resident Sonic 06 professional.
First of all, I want to point out, this guy's avatar is a picture of Sonic in silver.
That's too bad.
He's probably not looking for, like, negative answers here. Though answer here is thought it was really unique, took a new, grittier, more realistic turn on the series. I liked it.
A more realistic turn on supersonic talking hedgehogs.
All right,
it wasn't realistic either. It was like a crystal comes alive and then like he takes the shape of Sonic and then shoots him through the chest.
What? It's like with a gun?
No, with his laser finger.
Oh, okay.
So, and then the human princess kisses him, and he comes back to life.
Oh, right. I remember the human princess thing. That was weird.
The only thing that could have made that better is if Huey Lewis and the News came on right at that moment, and the power of love was, like, blaring through the
speakers. All right. This is a really good one from Clary. And there's no text. It's just this one question. Why can't I download everyday games? I don't. No. Why can't I download everyday game? Like, I mean, what's an everyday game?
But wasn't there a game called Everyday Shooter?
A game called Everyday Shooter, yes, by
They have other games.
Yeah.
Also, I believe that was download only.
Queasy Games. It was, yeah.
So why can't you download it?
What was the name of the guy? It was John Queasy Games. I'm looking it up right now. Queasy Games. John Mack. All right. Awesome FPS name ideas ingredient. Suicidal grenade cooker.
Question. I agree. That's a good, awesome FPS name.
No, this is great. All right. There are no answers in this. and this guy basically has his own conversation here. He says, awesome FPS name ideas ingredient. Suicidal grenade cooker. Gives me a LMAO quality gamer tag for FPS that allows suicidal kills via cooked frag grenades. Thanks much.
I like how he needed... Like, he needed a name to justify his FPS strategy. It's like, people may see me do this, but they're not going to know unless I give them the name as well.
Yeah, no, but my favorite is that after he, like, writes his own thing, he says, thanks much. Like, he's thanking himself for his own question and answer.
All right, so here's one that's, where can I buy Japanese games? And I'm going to say Japan.
Yeah.
Like, that seems the most logical answer to me.
Is that where you can buy Japanese games?
You know, doesn't that seem like something you should type into Google and not Yahoo Answers? Where can I buy Japanese games? A million answers.
Yahoo Answers.
I mean, it really does beg the question of who was asking these questions?
Yeah, who's having difficulty buying Japanese games on the internet? I mean, like I did when I didn't have a credit card to my name, but... Yeah. It's not an issue anymore.
Like, why are you here and not like any number of gaming forums? GameFAQs would not turn you down if you want to know what the best 2014 title for PS4 will be. They will argue with you.
Oh. Oh my god.
Also, I'm looking at this top answers bar now, and this person named Aunt Katie has 13,158 answers in gaming and recreation.
Man. Wait, oh, you're in gaming and recreation. Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, just games overall. I'm in specifically video and online games.
There seem to be some crossover, though, because we see the same questions.
There might be, yeah. That's true.
What game should I buy? Xbox 360? Question mark.
Sure,
buy a 360.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
I like this. Can I run Chivalry Medieval Warfare? And he lists, like, all his stats. And it's great, because they provide that stuff.
There are minimum requirements on them.
They provide the things you're looking for.
It is really easy to figure that out.
It is quite easy to figure that out.
Okay, here's one. This might be a little too involved, and we don't even necessarily have to answer it. I just want to read it.
Okay, read it.
Old game from 2003 to 2005 or something, question mark. I remember playing a pet care game on Windows 97. I think, in parentheses, no. And all I remember was the intro music. It was the entertainer. And I remember having to pick an egg that hatches, but I always remember my pet being a dog.
Mm. Oh, man.
You then played with this pet in a virtual house! Exclamation mark. Please give me suggestions as to what this game is called. It's really bugging me.
It's called Dogs.
If that game doesn't exist, I want that game to exist.
I'm pretty sure I remember something like this.
Wouldn't that be the worst game? Yeah. Like, you're told that you can... Like, hey, here's a bunch of different eggs. You might get any kind of animal. But, it's just like the worst nightmare. You just keep getting a dog.
What
kind of dog hatches from an egg? Wow. It's just, this question is just all over the place. I love it. I want to find this game now for myself. There are no answers. No answers to this question.
I need Windows 97.
And how am I going to get Windows 97?
I'm remembering back to, do you guys remember Creatures?
Yes, the Norn thing. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Here's a quick one that we can all answer and go through. Anyone want to play MLB The Show 14 online? I'm going with no.
Nope.
Nah.
Sure. I don't have it, but
for which system? There's like it's on three systems.
No system listed. This guy's name is Trey, so it's not like his username leads us to figure out what system he's playing on.
Here's one. Should I cancel my Watch Dogs pre-order? I've seen gameplay and it looks okay. The free roam looks like it will be boring. Too quick. So I've saved up for a long time and I'm quite stingy. So
here's a quick question. What's the date on that question?
I don't see a date. It appears that when you click on these things, you lose like all information about it.
Yeah. Mouse over his name. That might the person.
21 minutes ago.
21 minutes ago. Okay. What is Watch Dogs out?
No, it's out Tuesday.
Oh, it's not. Okay. I would suggest that maybe he could not cancel his pre-order if the game is already out. But I guess he can.
Depends on the retailer. Like, I think on GameStop, the day you walk in and you're ready to pick up the game, you can still just transfer it to a different game if you want.
Oh, wow. This is so sad. So the headline is, boys only like girls that play video games? ! What games? So pretty much every guy I've seen on YouTube says they love a girl that plays video games. Basically, what games are they talking about? No, I'm not trying to impress a guy, I'm just curious. Haha, the only games I play are Animal Crossing and Legend of Zelda on my 3DS. Ops. So yeah, a list of 5 to 10 would be nice. Thanks, bye. So she's clearly trying to impress a guy.
Yes.
But she wants a list of video games so that she can like, or say she likes, to impress this guy. Because people on YouTube told her that guys like girls that play video games.
That almost makes me want to get an account to sign in and be like, those are some of the games that my wife plays. We are married. Like, it's like...
She needs a list of 5 to 10. And I picture her, like, getting this list and like, going up to the guys like, so, you played Mario 3D World? And looking at her arm like... I'm really looking forward to Watch Dogs?
Watch
Dogs.
Dogs, yeah.
Watch underscore dogs?
It's like, just fucking be yourself. You know what a guy likes more than a girl who plays video games? A girl.
Yeah. You know what would solve this
problem? A cool person.
Spend more time with this person you're interested in and find out if you actually like them. And if they like you back. Because that's kind of more important than playing the same games.
Like, if a girl told me that, like, my life pretty much revolves around video games. So a girl came up to me and told me, like, I don't play a lot of video games, but I really like Zelda 3DS. I'm like, oh my god, I also really like that game. Let's get to know each other better.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a base to start from. My wife plays no video games, so she plays a couple of video games. Like, you're already doing pretty well. Yeah. I mean, you're in the ballpark. Plus, yeah. Come on.
I mean, like, you can't discount the fact that comics
don't help
relationships, but...
Oh, I bet there are some great answers on this.
So this one's like a multi-paragraph, but I just looked at the second paragraph of this. If the guy plays World of Warcraft, he'll want a girl who can play with him and be his healer. If he plays League of Legends, he'll want a girl to play with him and be his healer. If he plays shooters, it depends on which ones, but sometimes he'll want to watch it. He'll want a girl who will watch him and tell them how good they are. Oh my god!
What a terrible person!
Wow.
Oh god.
This guy doesn't want a girlfriend. He wants a mom.
Yeah.
All right. Mom, I have some...
Mom, watch over me. Watch me play Little League. Since I don't play Little League, watch me play first-person shooters.
All right. I got a couple good ones here. From Swag, we have...
Swag.
Why does my Counter-Strike Go piss me off?
Why does it?
That's a good... I mean, does he have a different Counter-Strike Go than everyone else? Like, he says my Counter-Strike Go.
I'm going to go with, because you're not very good at it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the elaborating on his question. What you see, it is difficult. The game will randomly take me back to my home screen. Well, there's your answer. That's why it pisses you off. It won't close. It just takes me back. Usually in the most important situations when I'm being snicky-bicky-like. Thanks for the help, but I just can't even. Please help. Stay frosty. I just can't even.
Snicky Vicky. Was this written by Jason Mewes?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Yes. When I snooch to the nooch.
Nooch, motherfuckers. So I'm going to say it pisses you off because the game randomly takes you back to your home screen in the most important situations, like when you're being Snicky Vicky. So there's your answer. So here's one that I just wanted to read just because the question itself is good. Wizard 101 question about health clothes.
Okay.
And that is a question. There's like a lot of pretty in-depth description here. I'm just going to burn through so you get the general idea. On the game Wizard 101, I recently created a new Wizard 101 character, and she's level 14. Health is 830, mana is 43. A good example is my Storm Wizard. She's level 16 with a 645 health base and a 47 mana base at level 16. I know that each school will start you off with a certain health, but come on, 645? By level 4, I was always using health clothes. So I think that's super good. And then finally, and we might actually be able to help this guy. From Freak Doom Dragon, help identify an old platformer video game? And his question is, I remember I saw a video of it once. It is a platforming game and looked quite old, at least before 2000. Of course, he's saying this just from the look of it. He might be talking about VVVVVV.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it came out last week.
Yeah. I also remember that his name had Die in it. Or something to do with dying in the name. There were a lot of falling platforms and other complicated obstacles that required the player to be fast and be ready to go through lots of trial and error. Please help and identify.
I'm pretty sure you're talking about Dark Souls.
to play the platformer game that looks like it's before 2000.
Yes.
It has the word die in it.
It sounds kind of familiar.
You have to win the game.
Yeah, I want to be the guy. It rhymes with die. Guy rhymes with die.
I just looked up die on Steam, and like it's 10 pages a game, so that's not going to help.
Shakan the Forever Man. Sometimes You Die. Apparently, there is a side-scrolling platformer called Sometimes You Die. And an indie game called The Art of Dying. So I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe we can't help this guy.
This does remind me that at some point I should buy One Finger Death Punch because it looked kind of cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, cool. I need to play it. I've got it. Yeah. It looks really cool. Yeah.
And I need to play through You Have to Win the Game. I think that's what it's called. From the guys that made Eldritch, Minor Key Games, David Pittman and I don't know if his brother helped out on that one, but they together made Eldritch, which I've gushed about before and was on my Game of the Year list. So that's something I need to play.
All right. So this one actually has relevancy to Nitrobeard content.
Okay.
Is it normal to feel uneasy doing violent and evil things in video games? I have this game called Fallout New Vegas and I finished it, but you can choose an alternative path, which means I have only finished a part of the game. Choosing the path of evil this time, I'm unsure if I want to continue because it's way more brutal than I expected. So I wrote a thing over the weekend about Dragon Guard 3 and then how we murder people in video games without thinking about it. And you guys should totally read that.
Yes.
I did read that.
I'm gonna pimp it again on Tuesday when everyone's back from weekend and Memorial Day stuff.
Yeah. So it's an interesting thing we're thinking about, like, especially comparing when I finished Bioshock, I was like, I don't feel like I needed to kill all these people in this game. Yeah. But the game's sort of like, yeah, it's fine. Killing people's cool.
It's just part of it. You just kind of have to.
So the thing is, if you feel weird killing people in games, maybe are you better adjusted than you think you are?
Yeah. Yeah. I can say I've never picked the evil option in any game I've played where that's been an option. I just feel weird about it.
Yeah.
So maybe you're just a normal human being.
Well, and the same way, if I'm given the option to do some sort of no kill or stealth run through a game, that is always what I will do first.
Yeah.
Whether it's you know just tasing guys or knocking them out, like in Dishonored, you can either sneak up behind a guy and just stab him in the neck, or you can also choke him out. And
yeah, I see people play that game like completely action, and yeah. I don't know, like that seems less fun.
I'd like to try it because the swordplay looks pretty compelling. I mean, just from like a gameplay mechanic point, blocking and riposting and stuff like that. So it's something I'd like to try because it's a way that you can play the game. And that that's the mentality that I look at it when I do something like that. But first off, I will pretty much always do some sort of stealth or no-kill run if I have that option.
So I think most of these questions are just about Pokemon or The Sims.
Yeah, I see a lot of Halo. What is better, Pinkomancer or Necromancer? That's a great question. Will. He has a fabulous Pinkomancer. So I honestly cannot answer that. I can't even.
Well, here's an easy one. Will GameStop have a midnight release for Watch Dogs?
Yes.
Sir? Telephone. Call your GameStop. Yes, that's actually important because a lot of games release either Monday or Sunday, and we have blue laws in my town. So no, our GameStops will not have a midnight launch for any of those games that release on Sundays.
I guarantee you could probably also go to GameStop's site and they have a listing of events and you can put in like the area code and it will show you like, yeah, we're doing a midnight launch for Watch Dogs here.
Yeah, but call your local GameStop because they'll be happy to answer a question that makes sense as opposed
to... That might get them money.
Yeah, do you know this game? You know, that one game on that system? Yeah, that they get that question a lot and they don't like it.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, here's one. I need a good darkly, poetically username. For example, Grave Dancer, Obscure Darkness, Morbid Apocalypse. I really want a good one. Someone suggested Squidward Tentacles as an answer. Why is that not the top answer?
Gothica Rape Axe.
That is really good.
Mortimer Darkbush.
Darkbush. Mm, that sounds like Yeah. Yeah, that could go into some, suicide.
Different girls. Interpretations.
Suicide Girls territory.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said Mortimer. You know, I want to make sure.
Right, yeah.
Keep it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not any better by saying Mortal
Kombat. Not a porn star for sure. All right, how about
that? Just sound like a Dark Bush enthusiast named Mortimer. Right.
All right, how about ominous sword hair?
I like that. Tickle me emo.
All right. Gloomy. Just gloomy. How about just gloomy?
Yeah, gloomy. Yeah, I like that.
Also, Dada, in case Dada. You didn't hear that. The darkest name of them all.
It is darkly poetic. Poetically, sorry.
Ominous storm drinker.
Let's see. Someone suggested desolate bleakness. Morbid apocalypse.
Hey, I'm 12.
Yeah, stop being 12 is the answer.
All right, here we go. The darkest.
The darkest timeline.
The darkest name. All right, here we go. %000000.
So just black.
Yeah, exactly. You thank you. I get it. The hex code for black.
I'm gonna go works with on so many levels. Despair.
Wait, you should actually have the word hex code in there.
Right. Hex code. %000000. That is what it's called, right? Put the pound sign.
Hashtag.
No. Mm-mm. Don't do it.
Oh my god. There's a question where somebody lists out.
Yeah, we need to find a really good one to finish up on.
Somebody lists out every Pokemon Ash Ketchum has. All 38 of them.
Holy shit.
How is it a question?
Well, I mean, the question asks about how, like, who it is, or how many he has, and somebody, the very first answer, lists them all out.
Oh, nice.
Which you know that guy didn't have to look up.
There's some guy on here asking people to report his gamer tag so he can get around his permaban.
Okay.
I have to read it. Is Adrian, I have some cuss words in my bio, and if you can please report my gamer tag, please and thank you, gamer tag Adramirez 095. There's gotta be one good one. The greatest Yahoo question of all time for us to finish on.
I'm not finding much.
How can I pause Planet 123? Now, looking for Fash Game.
How should I dress up Mortimer Goth from Sims 3? It's like someone was listening to you.
Right, yeah. Is there an actual guy named Mortimer Goth? Is Rayman Legends
crossed? How do I knock down enemies in Watch Dogs? I heard there's a mission where you have to knock down someone but not kill them. How do you do that? Hmm. So the game's not out yet.
Right.
So I'm guessing, like,
he
heard about the mission and wants to be prepared?
Right. Or is there a demo? No, there's no demo, right?
No.
He could have pirated it.
Maybe. That's true.
Okay. All right, this might be it. I don't know, but this might be the one. All right, here we go. From Caleb. How do my kids ask to keep my dog in Skyrim?
Like this. Please.
Isn't there a dog that can assassinate you in Skyrim? Like, it sends an assassin after you?
It's as if they don't even see the dog.
What?
I don't... That's just what it says.
Stunned silence.
How do... Why kids... Alright, let's look at the most popular, most answered, all English questions. How old were you when you first heard the term Nintendo? No, that's not very good.
Are you scared of clowns?
There's some fun websites.
Can you help me solve log 2 minus x equals 0.5 and show me the work to solve it?
Hold on.
Okay. The answer is go away.
We might have blown our... Okay.
Could Fallout New Vegas really happen?
Okay. All right. Well, all right. We're clearly qualified, having played 2 hours between us.
Right.
Could Fallout New Vegas? Yes, I mean, yeah, somebody could attempt to murder you by shooting you in the face and leave you in a grave. You could survive that wound and become nursed back to health. And yeah, you could be okay. And you could be in post-apocalyptic New Vegas at the time. I mean, Las Vegas already is sort of there. Bethesda didn't need to do much to model a post-apocalyptic New Vegas. Or Las Vegas. It's already there right now. Yeah.
Watch Dogs has taken too long to start. Error code 0x802725A. Best answer, because it isn't out yet.
Yes, that is.
That seems pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people saying Watch Dogs is crashing on them.
That's weird.
I guess. Yeah. I remember seeing there was a torrent out today because there's a Bitcoin miner in one of the fake torrents.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So somebody like with a Watch Dog torrent put a Bitcoin miner in it. So I guess people have been getting that.
I saw somebody posing the question of would people mind giving up the extra like processor power or whatever for a Bitcoin miner if the game was free? And there have already been, I want to say there's already been some game that did that like included a Bitcoin miner in the game that people downloaded to play. And it was mining Bitcoins for this person while people
played this game. Yeah, I remember
hearing about that. Yeah. I don't know.
I would not, because I would not want to do anything that in any way makes people think that Bitcoins are in right. any capacity legitimate money.
But also my battery.
That's okay, I think I have one to, you know, put it at the, like, end this podcast.
Okay. We'll end it here no matter what.
From where can I buy LARP swords online?
Oh, man. All right. Fuck, what's the name?
LARPswordsOnline.com.
Does that mean they have to be foam swords? Well, are they actually going to be swinging them at people?
The chosen answer is realswordmaster.com.
He's going to chop someone's leg off.
So there's a company.
Oh my god, the site has a Wolverine claw.
I mean, like is he looking for like real swords? No, he's looking for LARP swords.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I was hoping we could do real swords, because have you guys seen those videos of like the kind of portly gentleman in like jeans and a polo shirt who's like, we make cool swords, and then it's just like 3 minutes of them like chopping a boot full of meat in half, and then like chopping you know, like a thick, you know, climbing rope in half, you know, like an ice block with just these swords and stuff. They don't sell LARP swords, but you should just buy a real sword from them and then modify it.
Or just don't modify it. You'll win the LARP every time.
You will definitely win the LARP.
Except for that one kid throwing fireball.
Cold Steel. That's the name of the company, Cold Steel. And they sell all kinds of weapons. Corns, all kinds of corns. Cool. All right. Thanks for listening.
Happy Memorial Day.
Sorry, Mark, this was fun. I don't know. Maybe we'll make a regular thing of this. If you spot a good Yahoo question.
No, I don't think we're going to make that's too close to brother, my brother and me.
Oh, do they maybe do that?
Yeah, that's our whole thing. They read Yahoo Answers.
Oh.
I figure like a one-off, that's probably fine.
Yeah, right.
Maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah, fair enough, when we need to. Cool. Yeah. Thanks for listening. I hope y'all have a good Memorial Day and stuff, and we'll be back on our regular schedule next week. We should be. So cool. Have a good night. Ask questions. Find those answers. Discover your true Mortimer Darkgoth name or whatever.
Find out where you can buy LARP swords online.
Find out how much Titanfall costs. And
learn about Barbie stories.
Find out which game you should get. Barbie
Stop
stories.
Being 12.
Stop being 12. All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Night. Bye.